Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We'd like to welcome everyone to this very auspicious function today.
欢迎大家来参加这个非常吉祥的仪式。
Where these devotees are taking, some of them are taking first initiation. One is taking first initiation. Others are taking second initiation.
今天呢，有一个奉献者会接受第一次启迪，还有一些奉献者接受第二次启迪。
Some of them have already received.Second initiation, but they're sitting in for the fire yoga.
还有一些奉献者呢，他们是已经接受了第二次启迪，坐在这里参加火祭。
Others like Gopi Gita are first initiated by Goswami Maharaj, but as a service to him, I'm giving her another's second initiation.
那么，比如说还有一个 Gopi Gita， 他第一次启迪是接受的他们 Krishna Goswami 的启迪，现在呢，做了这些服务，然后 Maharaj 给了他第二次启迪。
So we're it's extra mercy because she has him on one side and me on the other. We'll lift her back to Goloka.
这是特别的仁慈，一边有 Goswami Maharaj， 另外一边有 Indradiran Maharaj， 现在他们两个人把我举上回归神手，两边抬着我回去。
Others as well. So. As we've mentioned before, generally these functions are performed on auspicious days like Janmashtami or Radhashtami.
就像我以前提的，像这样的非常吉祥的仪式，一般都是在很吉祥的日子，比如说 Janmashtami、Radhashtami 这样的日子举行的。
But the initiation can be performed on any day of the year.
但是启迪呢，那你可以在任何一天都可以进行。
Because the initiation itself is all auspicious.
因为启迪本身就已经是吉祥的。
The disciple is taking a firm commitment to surrender to Krishna's representative.
所以呢，这个门徒他现在就做出一个正式的承诺，通过 Krishna 的代表而皈依 Krishna.
And thus come closer to Krishna.
这样呢，能够接近 Krishna.
So as we said the other day, that is the definition of auspiciousness when we come closer to God.
就好像我们前一天说的，吉祥的定义就是我们能够接近神。
Inauspicious is anything we do that takes us further away from God.
那么如果任何的事情它带我们离开神，这就是不吉祥。
So this is a big step forward for the initiates. You could say, like we say in physics, this is a quantum leap.
所以呢，这就是一个非常吉祥的，因为在这个从一个实际的层面来说，我们跨出了一大步。
I'm not a physicist, so I don't know exactly what it means, but I know it's a big step forward.
我不是一个物理学家，所以呢，我不知道它具体什么意思，但是我知道这是很大的一步。
The disciple is taking shelter of the spiritual master.
门徒托庇于灵性导师。
And if the disciple remains loyal to the spiritual master,
而且门徒如果他忠实于灵性导师的话，
by upholding the vows that we take in initiation,
我们现在我们要坚守我们启迪的誓言，
to chant 16 rounds a day,
每天唱诵16圈，
and follow four regulative principles,
并且遵守四项规范原则，
associate with devotees,
跟奉献者联谊。
And try to render some service to the Sankirtan movement.
并且呢，向这个 Sankirtan 运动做出一些服务。
Then, in return or in response, the spiritual master takes responsibility for our deliverance.
那么，作为回应呢，灵性导师他就承担这样的责任来解脱我们。
On the path of yoga, the path of gyan, one's efforts for success more or less depend upon one's own initiative.
那么这个在这条瑜伽或者说 Gyan 的这个这样的一个调一条道路上，一个奉献者他的成功更很大程度上取决于他的这种努力。
But in Krishna consciousness on the path of bhakti, bhakti yoga, we have many well-wishers.
但是呢，在 Krishna 之间，也就是奉爱瑜伽这条道路上，我们有很多的祝福者。
Who take responsibility for our deliverance to the lotus feet of Krishna.
他们呢就承担这样的责任，把我们拯救到，就或者把我们渡到 Krishna 的莲花足下。
Srila Prabhupada chose to sign his letters to his disciples, "Your ever well wisher."
圣帕帕在给他门徒服务写信的时候，落款总是说你永恒的祝福者。
I've never heard of that in relationship to our other acharyas. I don't know. Maybe it was a part of our tradition, I don't think so, but Prabhupada chose to sign his letters, your ever well wisher.
我不知道先前的二恰恰是不是这样，我觉得这种传统上应该没有这样的说法。但是呢，圣帕帕在给奉献者写信的时候，落款总是说你永恒的祝福者。
So for a submissive disciple who's eager to serve, the spiritual master is very kind.
所以呢，对于一个迫切希望喜欢或者希望去做服务的门顺从的门徒来说，那么灵性导师就会对他仁慈。
He recommends us to Krishna.
他会向 Krishna 推荐我们。
And he guides us on the path of devotion back to Krishna's lotus feet.
并且呢，他会指导我们在这条奉献服务的道路上一直回到主 Krishna 的莲花足下。
In fact, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the later cantos, Srila Prabhupada said that if the disciple, in a purport, he said if the disciple simply tries to serve the mission of the spiritual master as best he can, the spiritual master takes responsibility to deliver that disciple back to Godhead.
事实上在圣典博加瓦台后面几篇里面有一个要旨里面提到，如果一个门徒非常急迫切的就是或者非常热情的去服务这个 Sankirtan 这个传教使命的话，那么灵性导师就会承担责任把他带回神手。
Just like one time Goswami Maharaj, His Holiness Tamalkrishna Maharaj was in charge of the construction of the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan.
就好像有一次 Tamalkrishna Goswami 他就负责这个 Vrindavan 的 Krishna Balaram Mandir 这个庙。
It was not an easy service.
这可不是一个很轻松的服务。
Because there's so much corruption in India.
因为在印度有很多腐败之处。
People are trying to make money in any way they can.
他们会尽其所能地想要去赚钱。
So very often the quality of the material that we were using to construct the temple was inferior.
所以呢，自然而然的，我们用来就建庙的这些材料就不是很质量不是很好。
The cement was fifth class.
就是似乎是五等的。
The quality of the iron was fifth class.
这个铁的钢的铁的这个质量是六等的。
Quality of the paint was.Sixth class.
漆的质量也是六等的。
The workers were lazy.
这些工人也很懒惰。
Always trying to steal things.
总是想要偷东西。
And the public officials were always asking for bribes.
然后呢，这些公共的这些官员总是想要贿赂，想要接受贿赂。
Very hot.
很难的。
And hot.
天气还很热。
Lots of mosquitoes.
还有很多的蚊子。
Difficult service.
所以呢，这个很困难的服务。
But of course, Goswami Maharaj was a first-class servant of Srila Prabhupada.
但是 Goswami Maharaj 他是 Prabhupada 的一个一流的仆人。
That's why Prabhupada often took him as his personal secretary.
所以呢 ，Prabhupada 经常会把他让他来做他的亲身的秘书。
And sent him to difficult places to pioneer the Krishna consciousness movement.
然后呢，他会派他去各个很非常复杂、非常困难的地方去做先锋的传教士。
So Goswami Maharaj was doing this management, and one day he became quite frustrated.
所以呢 ，Goswami Maharaj 他就做这些管理的服务呢。有一天，他就非常的沮丧。
He went to Prabhupada. He said, "Prabhupada, I'm living in Vrindavan."
他就来到 Prabhupada 面前说 ，Prabhupada, 我住在 Vrindavan.
This is the land of Krishna.
这是 Krishna 的土地。
Here, it's very easy to remember Krishna.And never forget Krishna.
在这里，你要做的永远记住 Krishna， 不忘记 Krishna 是很容易的。
Because all the people living there are sadhus; they're all Krishna conscious. Sadhu and sadvi. Sadhu means a man. Sadvi means a woman.
因为生活在这里人都是 sadhu 和 sadvi， 就是男的、女的，都是圣人。
And there's 5,000 temples with 5,000 deities.
而且在这里呢，有五千个庙，有五千座神像。
And there's a river Jamuna and there's Govardhan Hill.
这里还有 Yamuna 河，还有哥瓦丹纳山。
All walking is dancing, all talking is singing, and there's a festival every day.
每一步都是舞蹈，每一句话都是唱歌，而且每天都是节日。
If you live in Vrindavan, you have to try very hard to fall into Maya.
如果你要住在 Vrindavan 的话，你要掉到 Maya 里面，你还要费很大的力。
Because even the ground is Krishna conscious.
因为连这个土地都是具有 Krishna 知觉的。
So Goswami Maharaj was saying, "I'm living in Vrindavan."But I don't have any chance to think of Krishna because I'm just thinking all day about the quality of the cement, the lazy workers, the mosquitoes, this and that, and trying to build this temple. It's hard to think of Krishna in the land of Krishna.
但是呢，格斯瓦米马哈就说，虽然说我住在生活在这个 Krishna 的土地，但是我却非常难以想起 Krishna。我整天都在想着这个水泥的质量啊，这个工人怎么懒惰啊，怎么样能提高这些质量啊，等等等等。就很
so、
我在这个 Vrindavan Krishna 土地却很难想起 Krishna。
Prabhupada gave a very interesting answer.
那 Prabhupada 就给了一个很有趣的答案。
He said, "You simply continue with the service."
他说你只是继续你的服务。
To your spiritual master.
对你灵性导师的服务。
At the time of your departure, the time of your death, Lord Chaitanya will personally incarnate in your mind and take you back to Godhead.
那么在你离开这个世界的时候，主 Chaitanya 他就亲自显现在你的心意，把你带回神手。
So it was, Prabhupada was pleased with his service. As difficult as it was, Goswami Maharaj continued with that service, and Prabhupada was grateful. And the reward was Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，爸爸因为已经被他的这种服务取悦了，虽然说这个服务非常的困难，但是因为他做了这么多服务，那么爸爸就赐予了他 Krishna 知觉。
What benefit do we get by surrendering to a guru?
当我们皈依一个 guru 的时候，我们能得到什么样的益处？
Surrendering to Krishna.
皈依 Krishna 的时候。
Na danam na janam na sundarim kavicham va jagadisha kamae mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhakti ahaitaki twayi.Mahaprabhu said, I have no desire to accumulate wealth.
Mahaprabhu 说我没有任何的欲望想要收集财富。
Neither do I want the association, undue, improper association with the opposite sex.
我也不希望有任何得到任何的异性的不恰当的联谊。
Neither do I want any number of followers, fame, name, fame, prestige.
我也不希望有任何的追随者或者名声啊、名财富啊、名誉啊等等。
All that I want in my life is a little devotional service to your lotus feet.
我唯一想要的就是能够去服务你的莲花足。
We are servants by nature.
我们的本性就是仆人。
We're serving in the right capacity, we're happy.
当我们处在一个恰当，因为我们处在恰当的，我们在恰当的服务的话，那我们就快乐。
Everyone's a servant.
每个人都是仆人。
Either we're serving the material energy.
我们要不就是服务物质能量。
Or we're serving Krishna.
要不就是服务 Krishna.
Either we're serving the demands of our mind and our senses.
要不我们就是服务我们感官和心意的这个命令。
Or we're serving the instructions of the spiritual master and Krishna.
或者我们就是在服务灵性导师和 Krishna 的训示。
But we're always servants.
但是呢，我们一直都是仆人。
But when we're servants of the material energy, when we're servants of our own selfish desires, we're never happy.
但是呢，当我们去服务物质能量，服务自己自私的愿望的时候，我们永远也不会快乐。
But mysteriously, when we become servants of our spiritual master and Krishna, because it's our natural position, we're very happy.
但是呢，很神秘的是，当我们去服务我们的 Guru 和 Krishna 的训示的时候，因为这是我们天人的地位，所以我们就会快乐。
And for that little service that we do, which really is not so significant, little service that we do, the spiritual master takes responsibility for our deliverance. This is his causeless mercy.
所以呢，我们做这一服务其实是非常微小的，但是无论我们付出任何的努力去服务 Guru 和 Krishna, 他就会被我们取悦，然后给赐予我们无缘的仁慈。
So even the new devotee is happy.
所以即便一个新奉献者他也快乐。
Even the Kanishtha Adhikari is very happy in Krishna consciousness.
即便一个 Kanishtha Adhikari 就是一个初期奉献者在 Krishna 知觉当中也很快乐。
Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari, because we're properly situated.
Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari 更是如此。
We always have our ever well wishers.
我们总是有我们永恒的祝福者。
One time Prabhupada was walking on the beach in Bombay with his disciples.
有一次，圣帕帕和他的门徒一起在孟买的那个海滩上散步。
And Prabhupada always had interesting ways to help us understand the philosophy.
帕帕的总是很有一些很有趣的方式，能帮助我们去了解哲学。
Sometimes used examples, he used analogies, he told stories because we're not so philosophical in this age.
因为有的时候呢，会给我们举一些例子，给我们讲一些故事，讲一些比喻啊等等。因为我们在这个年代的人都不是那个哲学性都不是很强。
You can't listen to philosophy very long. Our minds have been destroyed by sense gratification.
因为我们的心意已经被感官享乐所摧毁了，所以当我们没办法听哲学很长时间。
On the beach, Prabhupada gave a very interesting example to understand.The result of accepting a bona fide spiritual master.
那么在这个海滩上的帕帕举了一个很有趣的例子来展示，接受一个正宗灵性导师的结果。
In India, there's lots of dogs.
在印度有很多狗。
I don't think I've seen one dog in Hong Kong.
我在香港还没看到过一条狗。
Maybe they're there in the apartments. I don't know what the legal situation here is, but I haven't seen one dog. I'm sure in China there's dogs, but in India there's lots of dogs.
但是我不知道这个法律是怎么规定，可能在这个狗在家里，但是我想中国肯定是有狗的，但在印度有很多狗。And
up until recently, all of them were pretty much wild dogs. Nobody in India would think of owning a dog, what to speak of keeping a dog in their house.
那么最近呢，就到时候你到处都会看到一个狗。那印度人他们通常是不会去拥有一条狗，更不要说把狗留在家里了。
That's not to say we don't love animals in our culture, but every living entity has its place.
当然不是说我们在我们这个文化当中我们不喜欢动物，但是呢，每一个生物体它都有自己的位置。A
place for everything, everything in its place.
一切万事它都有自己的位置，然后万事它都处在自己恰当的程，就秩序当中。So
dogs and horses and cows, they're all useful, but we don't keep them in the house because it's not clean.
猪啊，狗啊，牛啊，当然呢，我们他们我们不会把他们留在家里，因为他们都不干净。Cleanliness
is next to godliness.
因为洁净就紧接非常贴近神性。Or
as Prabhupada said, cleanliness is godliness.
甚至圣帕帕说，洁净就是神性。In
one lecture, he was initiating some devotees, giving second initiation. He stressed, cleanliness is godliness. You can't be a Brahmin unless you're clean inside and out.
有一次圣帕帕在接受给门徒第二次启迪的时候，他说，洁净就是神性，你如果不洁净，你就不能去，你就没有这个接近神性，你不能接受这个第二次启迪。Because
unless your heart is clean and your surroundings are clean, you can't think of Krishna, who's Sutta Sattva, completely pure beyond the inebrieties of material existence.
因为除非我们是这个洁净，我们内心是洁净的，否则我们是不可能想着 Krishna， 因为 Krishna 是个 Sutta Sattva， 就是它是完全超然的洁净的。So
lots of dogs in India, but they live on the street.
在印度有很多狗，但他们都住在大街上。But
in the last 40 or 50 years, people in India are impressed with Western culture, so they're buying dogs, especially Western dogs, pedigree dogs, and keeping them in their house.
过去这个四五十年呢，在很多的印度人就开始向西方人学习，他们也会去买狗，买那种宠物狗，并且把这狗养在家里。Prabhupada
was amazed about this when he came to America and saw how much affection Americans have for dogs.
尤其是他们买西方的狗，Prabhupada刚刚到西方，到美国的时候，他非常的惊讶，看见有那么多人，有那么多的狗。He
said, "My challenge to your Western civilization."
他说，我对这个西方文明的挑战
is that you're making friends with the dog, but you're killing your mother.
就是你们跟狗交朋友，但是却在你们却在杀自己的母亲。What?
Making friends with the dog, but killing mother cow.
也就是说，你们在跟狗交朋友，但你们却在杀自己的奶牛母亲。The
cow was one of our seven natural mothers.
这个母牛是我们七个自然母亲之一。So
one day, Prabhupada was walking on the beach, and there were lots of dogs running around on the beach.
所以呢，爸爸有次他在这个海滩上散步的时候，这个海滩上有很多这个狗在四处跑来跑去。
And you know, they're all scraggly, and they have skin diseases, and they're all bit up here, and all wild and angry and fighting for food.
这些狗到处就是非常的脏，有很多的皮肤病啊，然后他们互相在打架去找食物啊，等等，非常的愤怒。
Then Prabhupada noticed there were some dogs, some white, fluffy dogs, very clean and fatty and big smiles on their face, at the end of a leash. One Indian, quote-unquote, gentleman was walking his two white pedigree dogs.
但是呢，爸爸同时也注意到有一些非常胖胖的，然后长得非常洁净的头，那个毛发也非常光亮的，就是很洁净的一些狗。然后有一些有一个非常体面的绅士，就在走向他这条狗。There
was a marked difference between the two groups of dogs.
那跟这两群狗可能是完全不同的区别，天壤之别。
Prabhupada always had the spiritual eye, so he turned to his disciples. He said, "What is the difference between these two groups of dogs?"
那爸爸总是有些非常灵性的诗语，他就转向他的门徒说：“这两群狗有什么区别？”
And the devotees, well, some are white, some are brown.
敷衍着就说啊，这些狗嘛，有的是白的，有的是棕色的。
Some are all dirty and scraggly; others are clean and fluffy and happy.
有的狗非常，这些狗有些很脏，另外一些狗呢就很干净。
I said, "Yes, but what is the real difference between these groups of dogs?"
然后爸爸就说，但是呢，这两群狗到底有真正的区别是什么？
And the devotees couldn't come up with the right answer. That's why we need a spiritual master, so we always know what is the right answer, or the complete answer.
这些门徒最终他们就得出这个答案，因为这就是奉献者，我们需要一个灵性导师告诉我们恰当的答案。
We have always have lots of questions, so we have to ask our questions in spiritual life to the spiritual master.
我们总是会有很多的问题，所以呢，我们总是应该向我们的灵性导师询问。
And there's an answer for every question in Krishna consciousness.
而且在 Krishna 知觉里面有所有每一个问题都有答案。
Actually, all the answers to all our questions can be found just in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
事实上在圣典博迦瓦坦的第一篇里面我们就能找到这所有问题的答案。
One time Prabhupada said he translated the first canto and he brought that to America because the complete science of Krishna consciousness is found in the first canto. If that's all you had on a lonely island that you were shipwrecked on, you could still become fully Krishna conscious just by reading the first canto of the Bhagavatam.
当圣帕帕刚刚到美国的时候，他就带着一篇自己已经翻译好的这个博迦瓦坛第一篇，因为他知道在这个博迦瓦坛第一篇已经有回答了所有的问题，所以即便你住在一个非常孤独的小岛，你只要读过这个博迦瓦坛第一篇，你就能得到变得具完全的 Krishna 知觉。
There's only one problem.
只有一个问题。
The problem is, Prabhupada said,
问题
就在 my disciples are not reading my books.
帕帕说我唯一的问题是我的门徒不读我的书。
We don't want to be sentimental. We want to have genuine spiritual emotion. For that, we have to not only read, we have to study the books, and we have to apply the knowledge.
所以呢，我们不想做一些感情用事的人。我们希望自己有坚定的哲学基础，所以我们应该非常坚定的、不断的有坚定的哲学基础去读这些灵性的知识。
Prabhupada said we have to know these books like a lawyer knows the law books.
帕帕说我们应该就像律师了解这个法律书一样去清楚我们自己的这个书籍。
That's one qualification for Brahminical initiation.
这就是婆罗门要接受婆罗门启迪的资格之一。
You work hard for that initiation. You have to work hard for that initiation.
你要得到这个启迪我们应该非常努力。
So the disciples couldn't answer. So the onus lied on the spiritual master to give the proper answer.
所以这些门徒他们就给不出答案，最终他们就到灵性导师面前来询问这个答案。
Prabhupada asked the question and he gave the answer.
那帕帕问了这个问题，然后他把答案也提了出来。
That's how kind he was. We never even knew what questions to ask, what to speak of the answers. We were so fallen, we were so low, we didn't even know what were the right questions. So Prabhupada asked the question and then give the answer.
帕帕就是这么仁慈，你看我们作为门徒，我们是那么的堕落，我们连问问题，一个恰当的问题都问不好。
Just、
更不要说回答了，但是帕帕他给了问题，其实也提出了答案。
Many times I've seen when Umapani Maharaj gives class, he'll ask for questions, and there's no questions. He's like, what? There's no questions? We're all students, we have to have questions.
因为我看到每次Umapani Maharaj讲课的时候，问大家有没有问题，没人问问题，就说啊，我们作为学生，我们应该问问题，为什么没有问题？
If there's no questions at the end of the lecture, it means, as he summarized, either...we've understood everything, or we've understood nothing.
如果我们自己都没有问题的话，那就像我妈妈那边就讲课结束的时候，他就打他的结论，就说要不我们就是什么都懂了，要不我们就什么都不懂。
But that's my point. We are so fallen in Kali Yuga. We don't even know what questions to ask for our own benefit. So the guru has to teach us. Well, if you don't have any questions, ask this question.
所以就像我说的一样，我们是那么的堕落，我们甚至都不知道应该问什么样的问题。那么这个灵性导师他是如此的仁慈的说，哦，你如果不知道问什么问题的话，那你就问这个问题。
One should be consider himself like a fool in front of the spiritual master in order to really benefit from his knowledge.
一个人如果想要从灵性导师那从他的知识处受益的话，他应该认为自己在灵性导师面前就像一个傻瓜。
But we don't have to pretend to be fools. We really are fools.
我们用不着假装自己是傻瓜，其实我们的确是很傻的。
Even after so many years in Krishna consciousness,
即便我们在 Krishna 知觉当中已经这么多年了。
So the question was,
这个问题、
What is the difference between these two packs of dogs?
就是这两群狗的区别是什么
？The fluffy, clean, happy ones and the dirty, scraggly, miserable ones.
这些快乐的、这些干净的、这些狗和这些很脏的、很痛苦的狗，它们的区别是什么
？What's the difference?
有什么区别
？Prabhupada said the difference is that one pack of dogs have a master, and the other pack of dogs have no master.
所以帕帕就说，这个区别就在于一群狗它们有个主人，另外一群狗没有主人。
One pack of dogs is on its own, and the other pack of dogs is being taken care of by their master, because the dogs do some service. They lick the master, they cuddle up to the master, whatever they do, the master's appreciative and he takes care of the dog.
所以呢，一群狗呢，他们就是很独立的，没有任何的，都是就独自一，就是靠自己的。而另外一群狗，他们因为有个主人，他们为这个主人做出了一些服务，比如说舔舔它啦，围在它身边啦，然后这个主人就会照顾他们。
And Prabhupada said the same is true in Krishna consciousness.
然后 Prabhupada 说 ，Krishna 知觉也是如此。
Some people are wandering around aimlessly without a spiritual master. They're all on their own, meaning they're just living their destiny. Whereas when we surrender to a spiritual master.The spiritual master takes charge of the sincere disciples' deliverance. We don't have to worry about that. We just do our service, and by his grace, everything comes.
那么有一些人，他们就非常毫无目的的，没有任何的灵性导师来带他们，毫无目的的，他们就凭着生活在自己的命运当中。但另外一群人，如果他们真诚的只要去服务的话，灵性导师就会去照顾他们。
We don't even serve ultimately with the desire to go back to Godhead.
我们甚至都用不着带着这样一种终极想要回归守神的这种愿望去服务。
We just serve with the desire to please our spiritual master because we cannot ever repay the debt to him.
但是我们可以，我们的这种服务的只是想要去取悦我们的灵性导师，因为我们是无法去回报灵性导师的债务的。
Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, what he's giving us is the king of knowledge, the king of all education. He's giving us the means to extricate ourselves from this material energy and become servants of the Lord. That gift, nothing in this world can compare with that gift of divine knowledge.
而我们现在这个得到是这个知识之王，而他们给予我们这个知识之王，我们没有在任何的地方能够给得到这样一种知识。
Nothing can compare with that gift of divine knowledge.
因为这种最高的知识给予我们的礼物是没有无法从任何其他的地方得到的。
There is a nice verse in
有一个很好的诗节。
The scriptures which I have senior moments, which means as you grow older, then you forget things like verses.
当我年纪大的时候，你有些诗节也会忘记。
So here's a beautiful verse which is given to us by.Chanaka Pandit to understand the value of the knowledge which the Guru is giving us. Our relationship with our spiritual master is that he's giving us knowledge, Divya Gyan.
那么 Chanaka Pandit 就给了一个非常美的诗节，就是说这个 Guru 可以给我们知识。
It's more valuable than money.
它比钱更有价值。
More valuable than a beautiful house in the country.
它比在这个乡下一个美丽的房子更有价值。
More valuable than fame.
它比名声更有价值。
More valuable than liberation.
它比解脱更有价值。
Savari bhushanam chandro, narinam bhushanam pati, prithvi bhushanam raja, vidyasarva shubhushanam. The ornament of night is the moon.
夜晚的装饰是月亮。
The ornament of a woman is a good husband.
一个女人的装饰呢，是一个好的丈夫。
The ornament of the earth is the king.
地球的装饰是国王。
And knowledge is the ornament of everything.
而知识就是一切的装饰。
Even mundane knowledge is very significant because it teaches us how to live in this world until we become Krishna conscious.
即便世俗的知识也是很重要的，因为它在我们接受 Krishna 知觉之前，它可以教导我们如何在这个物质世界生存下去。
That's the value of Niti Shastra written by Chanaka Pandit. Chanaka Pandit was not a Vaishnava. He was a Pukka Brahmana. But Niti Shastra is considered valuable because it teaches us the common sense how to live in this world as best we can so that we have lots of time to chant.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 这就是 Chanaka Pandit 写的这个书的价值。 Chanaka Pandit 并不是一个奉献者，他只是一个非常博学的婆罗门。他教的知识呢，就是教我们在我们唱诵 Hare Krishna， 教我们怎么样在这个物质世界很好的生存下去，这样呢，我们才能够恰当的去唱诵这个 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra。
Therefore, I always encourage my disciples to get as much education in this world.To go through high school and university and beyond, if possible, because that is relative to the world we're living in.
所以呢，我就鼓励我的门徒应该接受教育，比如说高中啊、大学啊，甚至更多的知识，这样呢就能帮有助于我们在这物质世界更好的生。
But let there be no mistake that education finishes at death.
但是呢，我们不要犯这样一个错误，就是这种教育在死亡的时候会结束。
It's of temporary value. It's very valuable.But it has a temporal nature to it because whatever you've learned, it's not useful to you after death because you're in some other place in another body. Who knows where?
所以呢，这些知识它是有价值的，但是它是短暂的。因为当我们离这个死亡一到来，我们就接触到了另外一个躯体，我们到另外一个地方，这些知识就没有价值了。
But Krishna conscious knowledge.
但是 Krishna 知觉的价值的知识。
That's always valuable in this life and the next.
它即便在今生还是下世都有价值。
Because this knowledge takes us back home, back to Godhead.
因为这一门知识能够带我们回归守神，回归家园。
It's our most precious commodity is this knowledge.
这最有价值的商品就是知识。
And our actual relationship with the spiritual master is to receive that knowledge and engage it in his service.
而我们和灵性导师的这个关系呢，就是接受这个知识，并且去服务他。
Essentially, that is the guru-disciple relationship. Receiving knowledge from the Lord's representative.And putting it into practice in his service, which guarantees the service goes to Krishna.
所以呢，这个就是门徒和灵性导师的关系。我们去服务这个灵性导师，然后他会给我们知识，然后把这个知识运用到自己的生活当中。这样的，这个灵性导师能带我回归守神。这是一个很强有力的说法。
This is the essence of guru-disciple relationship.
这是 guru 门徒关系的精髓。
So any such statement when you're speaking Krishna consciousness, you have to back it up with shastra. Otherwise, people may wonder, is this every speaker in Krishna consciousness should be able to back up all of his points, especially his essential points, with Shastra, because we're just the Lord's representatives, representing Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu.
因为我们现在是 Krishna 的代表，我们代表 Guru、Sadhu、Shastra 的这些所有的一切，所以我们所说的任何的话都应该得到经典的支撑。
So where is the reference that?The essence of the guru-disciple relationship is inquiring from the spiritual master and receiving knowledge, or rendering service to him.
所以呢，这个我们的就从这个书里面就可以找到，就是说灵性导师和他门徒应该去谦卑的顺从的服务灵性导师，并且从那里得到知识。
Everyone should have this verse on the tip of their tongue.
每一个人都应该把这个誓节挂在我们的舌头上。
This is the paraphernalia we carry as Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis.
这就是这样一个我们 Vaishnava 我们不管走在哪里我们都应该随身携带
Everyone in society according to occupation they have paraphernalia to carry around Businessman has a briefcase An athlete has a soccer ball or a baseball bat Musician has his instrument
所以呢这个社会上每一个人他们在走的时候他们都会随身携带一些物品比如说这商人他们带着公文包这足球这队员这些运动员他们带着足球或者说音乐家带着乐器
We have our mala
我们呢也有，我们有妈了，我们的加帕妈了，我们的念珠，还有照相机。
We have our mala, our japa mala, our kunti mala.
我们有的念珠、锦珠。
We have our dhotis and saris.
我们有 dhoti 有 sari.
Most important, we always have these verses.
最重要的，我们总是有这些誓节，这些誓节。
Right on the tip of our tongue to justify what we're saying.
这些誓节应该挂在我们的舌尖上，随时都可以讲出来。
Prabhupada would often say, "I am not saying; Krishna is saying."
Prabhupada 总是会说，不是我说，这是 Krishna 在说。
He's the ultimate authority.
他是终极的权威。
So tadvidhi paripatena paripashyana sevaya upadekshanti te ginam ganinas tadvadarshanaha. What are the most important verses of Bhagavad Gita?
这是博迦梵歌最重要的一个誓节。
Just try to learn these truths, these spiritual truths, by approaching a bona fide spiritual master.
我们通过去接近一位正宗的灵性导师，接受这个真实最终极的真理。
And then paripashyana sevaya, inquire from him. This is your first business. Ask questions either before, during, at the end of the class. Ask questions, paripashyana sevaya, and then serve the spiritual master.
所以呢，这是我们最重要的，就是不管是在我们在这个之前、之中还是之后，我们都应该去询问问题，同时呢，要向他自己服务。
This is our business, so to speak, as disciples.
作为门徒，这是我们最首要的职责。
To be inquiring, to be studying, to be asking, and then putting that knowledge into practice.
我们要去询问，我们要去学习，要去研究，然后呢，把这个知识运用到我们的生活当中。
As Vaishnavas, that means for our own benefit, and it means for the benefit of the whole world.
作为 Vaishnava, 我们知道这是有利于我们自己，同时呢，也利于全世界。
Essentially, we're preachers in this movement, so we take that knowledge, even though we've not fully understood it, we take it to the streets and we repeat it with as much realization as we have on the orders of Guru and Granga.
尤其是呢，我们作为我们这是一个传教士的这样一个运动，所以呢，我们就应该在 Guru Goranga 的这样一个命令之下，我们应该学习这个知识，并且把这个知识传递给其他的人。
Trying to repay the debt we have to our Guru.
我们要努力的去回报 Guru 给我们，我们欠 Guru 的这个责任。
We're indebted after initiation. We're eternally indebted to the Guru.
我们自从启迪之后，我们就永恒的欠债于我们的 Guru.
So we become His servants and we help Him. Essentially, these beads, the neck beads, mean we become the dog, the white, fluffy, smiley dog.
所以呢，像我们脖子上戴的这个颈珠，我们就成了这个我们 guru 的这个快乐的白白的干干净净的这个狗了。
Of our guru,
我们 guru 的狗。
You tell that to a person who has little knowledge of Krishna consciousness. What? You become a dog of your guru? Whoa, that's horrible. No, it's not. We become white and fluffy, like Maharaj said in his lecture.
所以呢，我们就跟那些由于一点点知识的奉献者说，我们成了一条狗了。这些奉献者就跟他说：“啊，你竟然成了狗了！我们这是非常快乐的，干干净净的，很好狗。”
So we serve him here. This is our.
我们要服务他。
We become servants.
我们变成了，我们成了仆人。
And whatever scraps of mercy the master may throw us,
不管这个灵引导师给我们要什么样的仁慈
，It may be the instruction to clean the temple room floor, or clean the office, or even clean the bathroom. Wow.Thank you so much, Gurudev. You've given me divine service.
不管是他叫我们去清打扫这个庙宇的神像房的地面也好，还是打扫办公室，还是打扫这个卫生间，我们就说，哇 ，Gurudev， 谢谢你给我这么好的服务。
We've been devoid of that service for billions and billions of lives. If we just get a little scrap of service, it connects us to Krishna, and we're so happy. Yeah, I can't wait to clean the floor.
所以呢，我们成亿万年，我们已经不断的去在避开这种服务，但现在 Guru 给了我们这个服务，我们就应该非常高兴的去打扫地面。
Prabhupada cleaned the floor.
Prabhupada 他也会清洁地面。
One time, Yamuna Dasi, he asked her to clean the floor, and she just didn't know how to do it right. Prabhupada got down on his hands and knees, took the same bucket, the same rag, and started cleaning the floor.
有一次，仰慕的大师他就在清洁地面，但是帕帕就看他不知道怎么清洁这个方法不对，所以呢，帕帕就自己跪下来，然后用同样的毛巾、同样的水、同样的桶，他就擦起地面了。
In the spiritual world, we hear how the Lakshmis, how the goddesses of fortune, which could also mean the gopis because they're also goddesses of fortune, they're expansions of the original goddess of fortune, Sri or Srimati Radharani, they're cleaning.The pillars in the palaces of Vaikuntha. Even though there's no dust there, it's the spiritual world, but they like to serve so much, they're just cleaning the pillars and they're so happy.
即便在灵异世界，像 Lakshmi 幸运女神，他们也甚至还有，这也包括那些牧牛姑娘，因为他们就是那些牧牛姑娘，这些 gopis 们，他们都是原初的幸运女神，就是 Srimati Radharani 的扩展。所以呢，即便在这个灵异世界的宫殿里面，他们也会去擦这些柱子，因为在灵异世界其实是不脏的。但是呢，他们就非常快乐的，非常高兴的去做这个服务。
What to speak if our spiritual master, even though we're not advanced, we're very lowly, we're here by his mercy.He chooses to engage us in the highest service of going out to preach the divine command. How grateful we should be.
所以呢，虽然说我们都非常的卑微，非常的不够资格，但是灵引导师却给了我们这么大的仁慈，让我们去从事这么这一门最为崇高的服务，去传教，这是我们应该非常感激的事情。
That is the greatest privilege to go out and share this divine knowledge.With fallen conditioned souls,
要出去把这个神圣最高的神圣的知识跟这些受条件限制灵魂分享的话，这是一门最高的。
It's a great service.
这是一门很大伟大的服务。
Even Mahaprabhu himself, the Lord did that service.
连 Mahaprabhu 本人主本人也做了这个服务。
He went out daily.
甚至他每天都出去。
Krishna varnam tusha krishnam shango panga shaparshadam yagnai sankitan prayar yajantihi shumera shaha.He was the incarnation who was chanting the holy name, surrounded by his devotees chanting the holy name.
他呢，他周围就围着一群奉献者在唱诵圣名，然后自己也唱诵圣名。
And after some time, they took it out of Srivasangam, all over Navadvip, all over India, and eventually empowered Sridhar Prabhupada to take it all over the world. So if it's good enough for God and his pure devotees, it should be good enough for us.
所以呢，这最后好不好？他们就在他们的奉献者就带他们出去，是一个三个，然后去其他任何的地方，这些圣地啊等等。那这次所有的服务呢，如果对神也足够好，那对我们自然也一样的好。
So we're servants forevermore. It's not that we by serving we be ever become the masters. Well, we always will be the servants.
而且呢，我们永远都是仆人，不是说当我们服务服务到以后了，我们就成了主人了。我们一直是仆人。
Highest we can be.
这是我们能达到的最高的位置。
The great goal to achieve to become a Vaishnava.
要成为一个 Vaishnava.
One time a devotee said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you're the greatest servant of the Lord. You're the greatest Vaishnava."
有次奉献就跟 Prabhupada 说 ，Prabhupada， 你是 Krishna， 你是主最伟大的仆人。
So Prabhupada said, "A Vaishnava." It's a very special thing. I'm just trying to become a Vaishnava.
你是个伟大的 Vaishnava. 然后爸爸说 ，Vaishnava 是一件非常最高的，是最高的位置。所以我只是在努力的成为一个 Vaishnava.
We're all servants, but we want to offer quality service.
我们所有的仆人都希望能够提献上最高的、最好、
We want to become pure. We want to become advanced, not for our own selves, so that we can be a valuable instrument in the hands of our spiritual master.
我们想要变得纯粹，变得进步，不是为了我们自己，这是让我们能够做一个更好的工具，去服务我们的灵性导师。
Like when a doctor does an operation, he wants a sharp scalpel to do the job properly.
这就好像一个医生他在做手术的时候，他要用很锋利的这个刀来能做得好。
So we want to become that sharp instrument in the hands of our spiritual master to accomplish his will.
所以呢，我们也希望能够成为我们灵性导师手中的这个锋利的武这个工具，能够去更好的去服务这个世界。
That's where our pleasure lies in being His servant.
这就是因为我们，这就是我们的快乐所在。我们要去服务他。
And as far as whatever we need,
而且就是我们需要什么
，we should rest assured that that will be given to us both materially and spiritually. Because by doing this yoga, also the material facilities that are required to do the yoga are also given by God.
我们要确保我们所有的一些，因为甚至连我们做这个祭祀，他所需要这些火、这些材料也是由神给的。
Krishna says in the Gita, "In the beginning, I sent forth generations of men and demigods. In the beginning, I sent forth generations of men and demigods."
啊，圣法布Krishna 说，一开始在这个创造之初，我就派来了成代的人和半神人。
And bless them that by the performance of yajna or sacrifice, whatever you require will be provided by to you.
而且呢，我已经向他们做出承诺，无论你们需要什么，做任何的祭祀，这些材料我都会提供给你们。
So both material and spiritual prosperity comes by the grace of God.
所以呢，不管是物质的还是灵性的，一切都是由于主的仁慈而来的。
So God, for His servant, the master will provide everything required. So what we need materially and spiritually, it will come if we're fully surrendered.
因此能作为能够让我们更好的作为我们作为仆人这个灵性导师他就提供我们所需要的任何的东西让我们能够更好的去服务他
We should just be Eke Kuru Nandana one pointed attention service to Guru and Gauranga whatever happens it will be auspicious and it will be by the grace of God
所以呢我们就应该全心一意的去服务 Guru 和 Gauranga 不管我们是快乐还是最终他就能把我们带回神手
I was laughing the other day. I was in America. We have a system called Social Security in America where as you work throughout your life, the government takes some money and puts it away for your old age.
那我前两天我在笑就在美国它有这样一个福利就叫做这个社会的福利就说你在 一辈子你就不断的去存一些钱给他们然后呢 到了你年老的时候他就把
People don't appreciate it in the beginning, but they really appreciate it in the end. When they get old, they can't work anymore and the government sends them, you know,Not a lot, but something every month to get by.
So, 那一开始这些人们不高兴，但到了后来他们就很高兴了，因为。
So, I was in America in California, and I received a letter from the government, which, because I'm getting older, 60, so I'm approaching the age of retirement, which I think is 65. They just wanted to let me know how much money they have put aside for me when I reach retirement age. Actually, I retired at 29. when I took sannyas.
虽然说我已经29岁就已经退休了，但是不管前一阵我就在加利福尼亚，我去找这个政府，然后我要看一下，当我到了65岁退休的年龄，我会得到些多少。
So, some of my friends from school were, I was visiting them, and they mentioned they also got a letter some months ago because they're the same age, and it was, you know, in some thousands and tens of thousands of dollars after 65.They'd worked their whole life for big companies and so forth. So there was a lot of money the government had taken to put aside for them when they're old. And they were, oh, so, Swami, how much is the government going to give you?
所以呢，我当时就遇到了我以前的很多的同学，我们都是同龄人，所以到了年龄也差不多，我们都在那个政府那里去问他们呢，就是看到这些，因为他们以前工作了很多年，有很多的公司投了很多的，然后这些 这些政府已经投了很多钱给他存下
了
很多钱
open up the envelope and wow extra money for service to Prabhupada and
他就问 Swami 政府给你多少钱然后
tens of thousands of dollars and I opened the paper it said $16.43
我就以为会有成千上万的美金然后他们打开这个信封一看只有
because I joined the movement when I 16
只有16美金43分
I joined the movement when I was young 18 years old and I'd only worked well I never really worked but sort of worked in a shoe store one time and I made cement bird baths for some company
因为18岁就加入了 Christian 之觉然后我就可能最多我就在一个鞋店里面工作了一会儿也没有什么
So a materialistic person would be terrified by such information Oh my God What is going to happen to me
所以呢这些物质主义者你要看到这个消息他们 会吓坏了我的天哪这个怎么办呢
But I wasn't anxiety
但是我毫不焦虑
I gave up mundane work and surrendered to my spiritual master with all good faithAnd for my entire life, I've been maintained by him.
我这一生我坚定的带着坚定的信心在服务我的灵性导师的信使而且这一生他的我都是得到了维系的。
And the Lord,
被还主
probably infinitely more than I would have if I had have made my own efforts to succeed in this life.
所以呢，而且这个主已经提供给了我自己一个人来说，我这辈子期望当中能得到的远远多的很多的。
And I have faith that the few remaining years will be the same. I'm not in anxiety about my old age.
而且我对自己的年老我毫不焦虑，我完全坚信他会在接下来年头他也会同样的来照顾我。
And even if, because this is the material world and things sometimes are topsy-turvy, even if everything was taken away from me,
即便虽然在这个物质世界，最终可能一切都会带被我从我身边带走。
I'd still have the Maha Mantra.
但我还是有 Maha Mantra.
And the opportunity for pure devotional service to Prabhupada and Krishna. So you can't really take anything. You can't take the most important thing away.
所以呢，我还是有这个机会去从事我对 Guru Prabhupada 还有 Krishna 的这个服务。所以呢，这个最有价值的东西，你们是不可能带走的。
I sometimes think because history repeats itself that there's good times and then, to the amazement of people, there's great catastrophes in the world. If there was ever a catastrophe and everything became, I would be happy just to go back to.France, for example, and take my old book bag, which is hanging in someone's room at New Mayapur, put some books in there and just, like I used to do, just wander through the countryside, distributing books door to door and sleeping in the Sankirtan van at night. No problem. I'd be happy doing that.
有的时候呢，我就在想，即便这个事件发生一场大灾难，然后我得上到那个新玛雅铺，我得背上一个书包，然后我就到处去派书，然后就跟这些派书的人一起睡，我毫无问题。
I wouldn't receive all the kind honors that I receive or the service from so many disciples and gifts and clothes. And I wouldn't have all that. But hey, I'm just using that in Prabhupada's servant. It was all taken away. I'd serve Prabhupada in another capacity as a humble servant going door to door, giving the most precious gift, transcendental knowledge.
所以呢，可能这些我得到这些门徒给我的很好的礼物啊、衣服等等，我也很好的去利用它，因为用来做给去服务圣帕帕。但是如果我以另外一种方式去挨家挨户的去派书的话，我也会很高兴的，因为我这是在派发这门超然的知识。
So just be good servants.
所以我们就要做好仆人。
And what will happen?
然后会发生什么
？Yogikshemam bahamyaham. Krishna says, "For my devotee, I protect whatever they have, and I provide whatever they need."
Krishna 已经说了，对于我的奉献者，对于我的仆人，我会提供其所无，保其所有。
And in conclusion, good servant means quality service. It means we don't want anything in return for our service. The only thing we pray for, if there's any return, is more service.
那么这个好的服务的意思呢？好的质量的服务的意思就是说，我们在服务过程当中，我们不祈求任何回报。如果我们真的想要什么的话，我们就想要更多的服务。
Therefore, when the gopis came to Krishna in the middle of the night, he was playing his vamsi, his flute in the forest, and they came and surrendered to him. And then he said, "I feel so indebted. I have to reciprocate with you. What can I give you for being such good servants?"
所以呢，在半夜时分，当 Krishna 吹起他的笛子，所有的默念姑娘抛下一切走向他的时候 ，Krishna 就说：“我是欠你们那么多，我怎么样才能去回报你们给我这么好的服务呢
？”Because masters like to reward their good servants.
我然后因为这个主人他喜欢去回报他的
What can I give these gopis?
所以 Krishna 在想：“我给这些 gopis 什么呢
？”Ah, I know. I'll give you the most precious thing.
他说：“啊，我知道了，我要给你最有价值的事物。”
I'll give you more service.
我给你们更多的服务。
And that's what he did, and they're happy doing that. So,
this
we all learn from our spirit. We become established as servants, really formally established in the relationship at the moment of initiation. That's why this ceremony is so important. It's like a transcendental contract.
所以呢，这个就是当我们起坐在起立这个程序一开始，我们就确立下来了这种服务的这种关系。所以这个火炬是非常重要的。
When there's a contract, there's responsibility on both sides.
这就好像是一个合同，这是双方的都要承担责任的合同。
So the disciples will make a vow, they'll take their vows, and in return the spiritual master also takes a vow in his heart.
所以呢，门徒他会发出他的誓言，那么灵性导师相应的他也会在心中发下誓言。
That I will take responsibility for this candidate to deliver them to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada.
那么我会对这样一个候选人负下责任，我要把他渡到圣帕布的莲花足下。
Because he's the Acharya.
因为他是 Acharya.
Founder Acharya.
他是我们的创办 Acharya.
His name means at whose feet all the masters sit.
他的名字的意思就是说，所有的灵性导师坐在他的足下的。
We are only masters by his grace.
我们都是由于他的仁慈，他这样。
Our success is we can imbibe in the hearts of our disciples.His teachings.
我们的成功就在于我们把他的榜样，把他的这种教导都吸入到我们的心中。
And what will the result be?
那么结果是什么呢？
Prabhupada said, "One day we'll have our ISKCON in the spiritual world."
阿巴说，这个结果就是有一天我们在灵性世界也会有我们的 ISKCON。
Itai Gaura Premanandi.